A House Unlocked, written by Penelope Lively.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Preface. It has always seemed to me that one effective way of writing fiction is to take the immediate and particular and to give it a universal resonance. To so manipulate and expand personal experience that it becomes relevant to others. This book is an attempt to do the same thing not with a human life, but with a span of one family's occupation of a house. The house as I knew it exists now only in the mind. In my head I can still move easily and vividly around it. The furnishings are precise and clear. The sounds and smells are as they ever were. I can walk through the front door into the vestibule and thence into the hall. Ahead of me, the garden door frames a green section of Somerset. Wisteria pours down above the veranda. I turn left past the gong stand and through into the dining room, where I pause to look at the sunset picture above the sideboard, whose right-hand cupboard is minus its key and has to be opened by means of a piece of string. If I walk along the passage to the drawing room, the Turkish rug will skid under my feet on the parquet floor. When I open the door, the sunlight will throw a mesh of shadow onto the framed sampler in its stand by the fireplace, with a row of embroidered children from Stepney. This mansion in the mind, with its many rooms, each complete with furnishings, pictures and vases and pin trays and the contents of drawers, seems to me...